My name's Tom, I'm an addict. Special welcome really to any newcomers, anyone who's back from a relapse, really. This is about you, do you know what I mean? My head's full of fear at the moment, can hear it in my voice. I'm terrified. You know, and it's okay, do you know what I mean? I understand why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling today, do you know what I mean? You know, it's one of the gifts of my recovery to know what's going on with me, you know, and to have a solution, to have a power in my life. Because when I felt the fear, it was just, I masked it with anger, with violence, or I'd run, do you know what I mean? And then I learnt to use, do you know what I mean? You know, none of those solutions work for me today, do you know what I mean? And I'm grateful that I have new solutions, but you know, this is about the newcomer. This is about the newcomer for me. And I'm in a very privileged position, and I take that position really, really seriously. You know, this is life or death. You know, I've been to more funerals than weddings in recovery. I ain't trying to bring the mood down, I'm just trying to kind of get real for me, do you know what I mean? So my ego doesn't run away and you know, I want to entertain you and kind of make you laugh and all that, please like me, please like me, please like me. Like it's not enough to be Tom. Because I am enough, do you know what I mean? I'm enough today and I know that, you know. And that is really the gift, I suppose, for me. You know, and that fear kind of has always run my life. And I just never knew it, you know. I kind of came into this fellowship beaten, battered and broken at the age of 28. You know, I'd spent my 28th birthday in a psychiatric ward, and I couldn't really tell you why I was there. You know, I just didn't have anything else to do at the time. Do you know what I mean? I didn't have nowhere else to go. Do you know what I mean? I'd run out of options. You know, all the doors had been slammed in my face. You know, I had no friends, do you know what I mean? I kind of worked out I had no friends in prison. You know, you could kind of plaster my cell walls with, you know, visiting orders. Do you know what I mean? No one was coming to see me or sending postal orders, you know. And that's not because I'm a bad person, do you know what I mean? That's just because, you know, when I'm in my illness, I'm just self-centered and self-seeking, and it's all about me. I don't care about you, you know, because I'm just wrapped in my head. You know, when I came in here, I guess 28. If I sit back here, can you still hear me?
Not really.
No. You kind of bang a microphone in front of me and I want to start singing or something, you know, it's twisting my melons, man, and, you know, and fucking set myself right, seriously. But I'm coming here battered at the age of 28, do you know what I mean? I couldn't use anymore, do you know what I mean? I tried my fucking hardest. I'm going to try not to swear, but I'm from Salford, do you know what I mean? But so it probably, you know, but I am going to try not to, you know, and, you know, but, you made me laugh, you did. But yeah, you know, and I tried to keep using, do you know what I mean? It was the only way that I knew how to do life on life's terms, do you know what I mean? And I was beaten, battered and broken. I came in here with a bloodborne virus, a criminal record and a habit, do you know what I mean? That was the best that I could manage in 28 years, you know what I mean? And I'm not an unintelligent, irrational kind of man, do you know what I mean? God's given me many gifts, but this illness was more powerful than me, do you know what I mean? You know, and I was beaten, battered and broken. And I got here and all I really wanted, right, I didn't want God in my life, I didn't want love in my life, I didn't want a spiritual solution to my spiritual malady, do you know what I mean? I just wanted a few nights kip, do you know what I mean? That's really what I wanted, you know. I needed a good meal, a good bath and a good hug, do you know what I mean? That's what I needed. I didn't know that was what I needed, but that's kind of what I got when I got here, do you know what I mean? You know, and I've kind of been loved back to health. And I think for me, you know, the key to it was that I had that gift of desperation, do you know what I mean? I tried getting and using, you know, that my whole life had been ruled by that whole using obsession, do you know what I mean? And kind of when I got into recovery, I was kind of teachable, do you know what I mean? Because I was one of them addicts. I was like that Vicky Pollard, you know, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, do you know what I mean? People would try to tell me things and I'd be like, yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. And I'd just be sticking needles in my groin and licking crack pipes, do you know what I mean? And just getting into the madness. You know, and when I got here, I'd been beaten into a state of reasonableness. You know, and I guess how it happened for me was that I met another addict, do you know what I mean? God disguised his angel as another addict, do you know what I mean? Because I couldn't hear this message from anybody else. Because I'd sought my answers in medicine, religion and psychiatry, like it tells us in the readings, you know. And it's like I go to the doctor and that, you know, the psychiatrist and tell him about my problems, you know, my drug problems, and he'd just give me more drugs. And I thought, that's the fucking result, that's what I want, do you know what I mean? To go there with a problem and get told, carry on using, here's some more drugs, you know. And I'd go to counsellors and say, my life's in pieces, I can't stop using, this is happening, that's happening, you know, the other's happening, you know, what do I do? What should I do? And they'd go, how do you feel about that? I've gone, I've just told you, do you know what I mean? I'm in pieces, do you know what I mean? You know, what should I do? And they'd say things like, just get a job or a hobby or a girlfriend. Do you know what I mean? And I'd be like, what? Do you know what I mean? It was just, you know, in churches, do you know what I mean? Just weren't happening, that whole religious thing. Do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, that wasn't even an option for me. Do you know what I mean? And I tried every which way to do life on life's terms, you know, and it was coming to these rooms, you know, and the power of one addict helping another, you know, has restored me to sanity. And I guess, you know, what I want to try to explain and kind of disclose in a general way is how it was, how it is now, and how that change, that miracle has happened. Because I'm a full-on addict, do you know what I mean? You know, I love drugs, do you know what I mean? I love drugs, I'm a real addict. I love being in NA, it's wicked. You can tell the truth in NA, do you know what I mean? I don't have to pretend I took more coke than I did, and I drank more than I drink, and yet I fucking wet the bed, and I didn't wet the bed, do you know what I mean? Just to kind of fit in, do you know what I mean? Because I'm a people pleaser, do you know what I mean? And I can tell the truth, and this is where the real addicts live. You know, if you don't belong anywhere else, NA's your place, do you know what I mean? And this is where I belong, you know, because it's like heroin, crack, Valium, Dicanol, marijuana, ecstasy, you know, super tenants. They're a few of my favourite things, do you know what I mean? That's what, you know, that's what I like doing on my day off, do you know what I mean? You know, and that's how I'm living, do you know what I mean? But the truth was, I didn't know that heroin wasn't my problem, and crack wasn't my problem, and alcohol wasn't my problem, and my relationship wasn't my problem, and my childhood wasn't my problem, and my girlfriend wasn't my, because it was everything else, do you know what I mean? You know, my problem was that I had a spiritual malady. And I'm like, a spiritual what? Do you know what I mean? And the worst thing about my spiritual malady was that I didn't even know that I had it. Do you know what I mean? And I had to be told by another addict. Do you know what I mean? Someone who knew about heroin and crack and cocaine and bin sheds and fucking stairwells. Do you know what I mean? And crack houses and police stations and prison cells and psychiatric wards and sleeping on the streets. Do you know what I mean? You know, that message had depth and weight. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't hear it from no one else. What can you tell me? Do you know what I mean? You know, and I needed to hear it from someone who'd been where I'd been. You know, and I was told about my spiritual malady. That was my real problem. You know, drinking drugs were but a symptom. Do you know what I mean? You know, they were my solution. And, you know, where I come from Salford, and Salford's like Bermondsey, yeah? Except it kind of rains more, and we've got a better football team. Do you know what I mean? You know. I love y'all. Do you know what I mean? I've just met someone from Bermondsey, and it's funny because I suffer from classism. Gaz put me onto classism a few years ago down at the Angel, and I thought it was just me, do you know what I mean? And I thought, oh, Londoners were posh, do you know what I mean? And then I meet people from Bermondsey and I go, do you know what I mean? Just the same as me. Because my head's always looking to exclude me from you, do you know what I mean? My illness is about disconnecting me, about my eyes are on the floor, do you know what I mean? And my head's just elsewhere, do you know what I mean? I ain't listening to and I ain't connecting, and that's a beautiful thing about this fellowship. But anyway, the guy that carried the message to me was kind of blunt, do you know what I mean? He was a Scotsman, and for me, you know, the Scotsman in recovery, they're pretty hardcore, the using's hardcore, and the recovery's hardcore, do you know what I mean? And this guy was like, they used to call him like step Nazis, and it's now step Taliban geezers, and, you know, he was just do this or die, Tom. I don't want to hear your opinions on the steps, do you know what I mean? Your thinking nearly killed you, you've already admitted that in step one. And I was like, do you know what I mean? And he was right, do you know what I mean? He said, Tom, when you've done the 12 steps, then we'll have a chat about what you think about it, do you know what I mean? And I was kind of cornered, do you know what I mean? And I kind of, you know, I knew what he was saying was true. And he talked about that spiritual malady. And the way I recognise that spiritual malady today is that feeling of being restless, irritable and discontent. From day one, from as soon as I can consciously remember being able to remember, I never felt right. Do you know what I mean? It wasn't about the drink and the drugs. Do you know what I mean? It was about I never felt right. I always had this feeling, do you know what I mean, that I wasn't enough. Do you know what I mean? That something bad was about to happen. Do you know what I mean? And none of it was true. Do you know what I mean? It really wasn't. Do you know what I mean? I was enough and nothing bad was about to happen. Do you know what I mean? But I just had this feeling and it plagued me. You know, and I was always wrapped up in my head, even as a kid, just wrapped up in that obsession of the mind, which is where my illness lives. 80-90% of it is in my thinking. Do you know what I mean? You know, and I think shit, and I feel shit, and I act shit, and I think shit, and I think shit, and I act shit. Do you know what I mean? And that's my illness, you know. And I'd always been plagued by it. I remember kind of being young and being small, do you know what I mean? And being just obsessed with self. You know, being vain, always kind of, observing and looking at myself in the mirror, but not going, you're beautiful, going, you know, if you just change this and change that and change the other, then you'd be okay. Do you know what I mean? That's my illness. That's my illness, disease of addiction. You know, and it's like, I come from the day, kind of blow my age a bit here, do you know what I mean? But I come from the you know, like the Human League and all that, and everyone had these flicker haircuts, Perry Boy haircuts, yeah? Yeah, I'm not on my own, yeah? And And it'd be like, just flicking, no, yeah, flicking it, do you know what I mean? And, you know, and I'd be in the, you know, the bathroom and I'd flicking me hair like that. Mum would knock on the door, what are you doing? Nothing, you know what I mean? I was just flicking my hair. And like, I had one of them, I think they call it a cowlick, you know, like a kiss curl. It was a part of my fringe that just wouldn't fucking sit down. You know what I mean? And this was like, this was in the days, these girls, and they know that. Do you know what I mean? It just wouldn't sit. This was the days before like Shockwaves and L'Oreal and all that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean? A bit of spit. Fucking, you know, if only my hair would sit down, I'll be okay. You know what I mean? Toothpaste, you know, soap. You know what I mean? Hours. You know what I mean? I used to get in the bath as a kid, right? And my mum used to go nuts, yeah? Do you know what I mean? I'd run all the bath water. There's like six of us in our house, so we had to share the bath water, do you know what I mean? And leave a bit to top it up and all that, carry on. Don't use all the water. Your dad'll be home in a minute. My dad always went in last because he was filthy, do you know what I mean? And I'd just run it, right, up to the top. And I just used to go underneath the water with straws and shit, yeah? You know what I mean? And it was heroin. It was like that warm cocoon, safe, close, do you know what I mean? As a kid, you know, and I'd never thought about this, obviously, do you know what I mean? You know, because it was weird. And it was like just reinforcing that I'm a freak. You know what I mean? I'm just strange. You know, and I used to do these things to try and make myself feel better, do you know what I mean? I suppose, do you know what I mean? And it was always about if I could be like you, because I looked out at you lot and you were all cool and hip and fine, do you know what I mean? You know, and if I could mirror you, your outside stuff, then I too would be cool and hip and fine, do you know what I mean? Because I didn't come from a culture, and I say culture like it's a working class thing, and it's not, it's rubbish, do you know what I mean? Because there's plenty of people with different backgrounds to me who felt the same and did the same stuff, and I go, oh, it's my culture, but, and I ain't dissing my culture, do you know what I mean? I come from a really strong, loving culture that had a lot of ethics and a lot of role models, but I weren't listening to no ethics and role models, you know, and I didn't know that when I got here. I was full of blame. You know, it's everyone else's fault. You know, I had Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, on me step four. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone just blamed her. Do you know what I mean? It was, oh, that's why there's no jobs and that's why we've got no money. And do you know what I mean? If Thatcher this, and if it rained, it was Thatcher's fault. So I thought it must be Thatcher's fault. You know, she's on my step four. I'm like, you know, but I'm a sponge and I just copy what everyone else is doing. If you're doing it, I'm doing it. Do you know what I mean? You know, and I'm kind of like out in the world and not really knowing what to do. I've got this spiritual malady and no one's sitting down and saying, you know, how do you feel, Tom? Spiritually, do you feel fit? Do you know what I mean? Are you restless, irritable and discontent? Do you know what I mean? It was like, and conversations weren't happening. Do you know what I mean? You know, there was kind of like one feeling in our house, right? And it was anger. Do you know what I mean? That was the feeling. And whether it was true or not, I don't know. You know, my sisters might, you know, argue this point with me, but I doubt it, and I'll have something to say if they do, do you know what I mean? But no, I'm only kidding. But it was this kind of sense of anger, and it was tough times in the 80s up north, do you know what I mean? It really was, and I know it was tough down here, but it was really bad up there. It's obviously worse, do you know what I mean? And then, yeah, come on. No, but it, you know why I say it? I say it out of love and respect for my parents, because I didn't understand how tough it was. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, I want. Do you know what I mean? I remember throwing Christmas cards back at them because it was only 25 quid in it, and my mates was getting 80 and 90 quid. And that's a really horrible thing to do. You know, my family worked hard. Do you know what I mean? You know, mum on benefits, dad working on the side. My dad was working for a tenner a day on top of his dole. And that was a really loving thing to do. And yeah, he was an angry man, do you know what I mean? But he was there and he turned up and he got up every day, put his feet in his boots and got on and did what needed to be done for the children. Do you know what I mean? You know, when my missus died from an overdose in 97, the best I could manage was sticking needles in my groin. Do you know what I mean? You know, and I need to acknowledge that. You know, and that's one of the gifts of my recovery, being able to look back on my past, you know, with the eyes of an adult rather than the rage of a child. Do you know what I mean? I've been able to see the truth. Finally, you know, I could not differentiate the truth from the false. So I'm in my head, in my fucking bathroom, doing whatever I'm doing, do you know what I mean? Sign of things to come. Do you know what I mean? Just trying to feel okay. You know, I'm thinking if I can be like you, then everything will be sweet. God, I can talk, can't I? Right. Let's try and fast forward it a little bit. You know, and I always felt difficult, and there was a lot of anger at home, you know, not because it was a bad home, but just because it was... That's all that was going on. You know, and I'd kind of come home, and you know that way you take the emotional temperature of the room, and you kind of come in and just get a sense of whether to run straight to your room or dare go in to watch a bit of telly, do you know what I mean? And you know, I kind of go in and just be able to feel what was going on, you know, super sensitive to the atmosphere, you know, the emotional ambience, sounding all London, you know, and you know, it's kind of like, you know, and my dad was kind of really angry, and that was the only feeling that was really ever expressed, you know what I mean? You know, and kind of my mum died when I was 14, and the family just kind of fell in on itself, do you know what I mean? And my dad, God bless him, do you know what I mean? You know, was dealing with his own grief and his own loss, and four kids to feed, three of them weren't even his, do you know what I mean? And it's like, I really acknowledge what he did for us, do you know what I mean? And yeah, he wasn't there for me emotionally, but that was the best that he could manage, do you know what I mean? And he kept that family together, and I'm grateful. And I haven't always been like that. Again, gifts of this programme, been able to see the truth and look back with forgiveness rather than anger and blame, you know. Freedom, man. I don't want to be ruled by this stuff, but it's nice to be able to feel it. Anyway, so I'm just struggling. My mum's gone, and my mum was the first thing that really changed the way I felt. If I got some attention and affection from my mum, then I felt okay. You know what I mean? Suddenly I felt I had that sense of ease and comfort that later came from alcohol and substances. You know, and once my mum had gone, it was like all bets was off. Do you know what I mean? I was just a ball of anger. This 14-year-old boy who needed some discipline, who needed some direction, who needed some firm boundaries. And I was just kind of let off the leash, full of anger and rage. I remember crying every night for like a fortnight. Not crying, howling. You know, if you stick a knife in me, I'm just howling. Do you know what I mean? In grief. 2 weeks, you know, just grieving. And you know, my dad never came, and I remember speaking to him, kind of doing an amends thing, kind of 9 years later, and saying, "Dad, why didn't you come? Why didn't you come? You know, you must have been out to hear me." And he went, "Son," he said, "I didn't know what to do." He said, "I didn't know what to say." He said, "I'd cry into my pillow with you." Do you know what I mean? That anger's gone, man. You know, that relationship's healed. That's my amends. I didn't need to apologise. He knew, you know. And that's, again, gifts of this recovery. Anyway, so I'm off on the street, yeah. And you know, drinking and using reared its ugly head, as it does, do you know what I mean? And everyone's doing it. And I come from the area of just say no, do you know what I mean? Just say no, that, you know. And there wasn't no Hollyoaks or Children's TV or T4. It was Grange Hill, that was it. And we'd all run home, yeah. Everyone's feeling Grange Hill, yeah. And who was the coolest kid on Grange Hill? There we go, do you know what I mean? And there's only us think that. No one else thought Zaman was cool. They thought he was a two-bob smackhead. Do you know what I mean? Because that's what he was. You know what I mean? No one, people were like, ugh, you know. And that just say no message worked for non-addicts. You know what I mean? It was great for non-addicts who were never going to get into trouble on it anyway. But bless the government, that was the best they could manage with what they had at the time. You know what I mean? But even so, like, I would have been listening. You know, my daughter's just getting in trouble at the minute, and she's got more outreach workers than fucking you could shake a stick at. And I know it ain't going to make a jot of difference, do you know what I mean? You know, bless her. You know, but anyway, so I'm drinking and using, yeah. And you know, I work from every book in the fellowship, you know, basic text, big book. I go to every fellowship, do you know what I mean? I'm kind of like an NA. I'm kind of like a 12-step whore, do you know what I mean? I kind of go anywhere with anyone and do anything, do you know what I mean? I don't limit myself to kind of one fellowship, do you know what I mean? But NA is where I belong, do you know what I mean? And this is the only place that I do my service, you know, because this is where the message was carried to me, and this is where I need to carry the message. And I kind of go around the other fellowships, do a bit of thieving, and then bring it all home to you, do you know what I mean? And I love it, you know, but there's a bit in one of the other books which says, I forgot the strong warnings of my family. Do you know what I mean? I knew drinking and using wasn't a good thing to do. You know what I mean? As mad as my family was and as dysfunctional as it was, I knew that drinking and using wasn't a good thing to do. I'd seen Zamo on Grange Hill, thought he was the nuts. But, you know, the message was clear, just say no, just say no, just say no. You know, I come from a culture where you just, you know, the police ask you anything, you just say no. Do you know what I mean? The teacher says, well, you know, if you bunked off school today, it was just say no. But when it came to drinking drugs, you know, those warnings had gone out the window. You know, and the first time I took a drug, it was alcohol, yeah, which I thought wasn't the drug, because, like, everybody drinks, do you know what I mean? And I took alcohol, and it tasted vile, do you know what I mean? The taste of it was vile. I went, you know, why would anybody drink that, do you know what I mean? But then it hit my belly, do you know what I mean? And I got that kind of warm rush up to my head and out to my fingers and down to my toes, do you know what I mean? And it changed the way I felt, do you know what I mean? And suddenly all that self-obsession, being worried and wrapped up in what you think about me and how I can influence you liking me and how can I, you know, kind of manipulate me, how can I manipulate you, it all just disappeared, do you know what I mean? Not being enough was just right out the window. I had arrived. You know, I was the nuts, and I didn't care what you thought about me, because I was cool, do you know what I mean? Suddenly it did for me what I couldn't do for myself, do you know what I mean? And I was off and running. You know, and when I got into these rooms, I got told about this spiritual malady, and I tried to fix it with drink, with drugs, with sex, with shopping, with clothes, with geographicals, do you know what I mean? You know, but when I first took that substance, I was drinking and using for the effect produced, do you know what I mean? Not because I thought it was an addict, and it changed the way I feel. And I just thought I was greedy, do you know what I mean? I thought that's why I was an addict. I just like taking drugs, do you know what I mean? And I'm kind of greedy, do you know what I mean? But I didn't realise that the reason that I couldn't stop and I kept using was that I was bodily different from other people. And this was the first time I'd ever been given this information about myself. No one had ever told me, only one addict can tell that to another, was that when I put that drink inside, first drink or drug inside of me, you know, something happens in my head that doesn't happen in normal people's heads. Do you know what I mean? I walk past a few boozers. It's a nice Friday afternoon, you know, just before the meeting, and people are finishing work and they're going having a couple of Stellas or Peronis or whatever it is they drink down here these days. Do you know what I mean? And they'll go and have a couple of beers and gossip about people at work and do whatever they do, talk about the football, plans for the weekend. And then they'll leave after two beers at a reasonable time to go home for dinner, put the kids to bed. Do you know what I mean? How they do this, I don't fucking know. Do you know what I mean? I tried, but, you know, and they'll put the kids to bed and then they'll make love to the wife and, you know, listen to Simply Red and Phil Collins and, you know what I mean? You know, and then the wife will iron the shirts and make his sandwiches for work in the morning, and it's all right manageable. And I'm sure they have a very nice time, you know. But I ain't really interested in that, to be honest. I can say, oh, I'd like to try and do it, but I just want to get us out of my head as quickly and as cheaply as possible. That's all I want to do, do you know what I mean? If I get honest with myself, do you know what I mean? But the truth is that, you know, when they put a drink or a drug inside them, the madness doesn't kick off like it kicks off for me. All sanity just goes out of the window, do you know what I mean? There's nothing I won't do. You know, I will charm you, woo you, wine you, dine you to get what I want, and I'll abuse you, spit at you, beat you, batter you, abandon you, reject you. That's what I do. Not because I'm a bad person, because I'm an addict and I'm powerless. I'm dealing with something that's beyond my mental control. You know what I mean? And when this got illustrated and pointed out to me, I was like, that's me. That's me. Do you know what I mean? You know, and once I take that first drink or drug, no matter how hard I try, yeah, I can't guarantee with any certainty when, where, or how it's going to end. Do you know what I mean? I can't. It might end in 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years. Do you know what I mean? I can't say. You know what I mean? All bets are off. It's like kind of, you know, jumping into a juggernaut, getting it up to 80 miles an hour, and the steering and the brakes go. I don't know where it's going to end or when, but it's going to end in disaster. Do you know what I mean? And that is my experience always. Because, you know, the great obsession of every addict is that one day he'll be able to use like other people do. Do you know what I mean? If people laugh because they know, do you know what I mean? And I tried to do it without very much success, you know. And I needed to have this information and start to get honest with myself that my using had never been manageable. You know, my drug of choice was marijuana until I found amphetamines. And my drug of choice was amphetamines until I found ecstasy. And my drug of choice was ecstasy until I found fucking heroin. And then my drug of choice, and on and on and on and on and on. You know, I don't have a drug of choice because I've lost the power of choice. My drug of choice is what have you got? Do you know what I mean? End of. Do you know what I mean? Like I've told you, I have my favourite things. Do you know what I mean? But if that ain't about, I ain't going, no, actually, I don't want any of, you know, that amphetamine. I'm going to wait for the heroin to arrive. I'm going, give it here. Give it here. You know what I mean? Here's how mad it is. Clucking, right, off gear. Injecting speed. I mean, that's just fucking insane. You know it's just going to do you nothing. And, but it's better than sitting with me. Do you know what I mean? I'd stick a rusty screwdriver in my eye if it changed the way I feel. I've done it in prison cells, butting the wall and punching my legs just to change. And I didn't know, I'm just trying to change the way I feel, get out of self, any which way. It don't matter if it's painful, as long as it changes the way I feel. Some of the stuff I've done in recovery is mental, do you know what I mean? I found out how sick I really was, do you know what I mean, when I got clean. The drugs kept a lid on it. Yeah. Boy. Anyway, where was I? Drinking and using. Oh, it was mental. Couldn't stop. Powerless. Allergy of the body. Obsession of the mind. Yeah, it had to be pointed out at me. Phenomenon of craving. Now, do I have to explain the phenomenon of craving to anyone in this room? Anyone not understand the phenomenon of craving, stick your hand up. Yeah? Because you probably need to go to the pub for a couple of beers and go home and listen to Simply Red and Phil Collins. Because you ain't an addict. You know what I mean? Yeah? Phenomenon of craving, that obsession, that thought that just overrides all other thoughts. Do you know what I mean? Got to have it. I'm like Gollum, my precious. Do you know what I mean? You know. Whew. That's what happens to me when I take drinking drugs. You know, and I can't stop. you know, even when I'm battered and beaten and bruised, I can't stop. A desire to stop using is a good starting point, but it won't keep me clean. Desire to stop using. I had plenty of desire to stop using heroin and crack, do you know what I mean? But, you know, I couldn't stop. You know, no human power can stop me, you know, and I know you'll feel this, yeah. You know, the love of my kids couldn't stop me. I used to spend time, I wasn't allowed near my kids at the end of my using. That's where it takes me, and I'm not a bad man, you know what I mean? People trust me with their kids these days, that's just mental. And it's not mental, do you know what I mean? I've been restored to sanity, soundness of mind. I have a power in my life that is loving, end of. You know, and the love of my kids couldn't stop me. You know, frothy emotional appeal never sufficed. You know, which means plead, Tom, we love you. You know, what about the kids? You know, what about the wife? You're going to lose your job. Do you know what I mean? And what? And what? Do you know what I mean? You know, and no human power, you know, and you couldn't frighten me into stopping using. You know, I remember being in the magistrates and he's gone, Mr. Lydiot, if you appear before me anytime soon, do you know what I mean? The sentence is going to be in years, not months, yeah? And I hated jail because I had to sit with me for fucking weeks on end, do you know what I mean? You know, and I'd be like, yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir, I'll sign on at the police station, I'll piss in pots for you 3 times a week, all that kind of stuff. And I'd mean it, I'd have a desire to stop, and I'd be straight out of that court, over the road, near this supermarket, getting nicked again. That's powerless, man, that's insane, do you know what I mean? But I couldn't stop, you know, and like, Tom, you're going to die. And what? I ain't frightened of dying, I'm frightened of fucking living. That's what I can't do. Death, whatever, do you know what I mean? Because it's, do you know what I'm saying? I don't want to die, but I'm reckless as to whether I do or I don't, because I'm powerless. That's the nature of powerless. You know, and this is what we're dealing with. This is life or death, especially in NA. Do you know what I mean? Where we do snowballs in the groin and all that carry on. None of that. I'm not going to start dissing other fellowships. Much. No, I'm only kidding. No, that's not right, man. But anyway, yeah, just powerless. And it had to be explained to me, you know, and the insanity of step two. Because I came in and he went, Tom, you know, do you admit that you're powerless over your addiction and your life has become unmanageable? And I couldn't deny it. I've just told you a few snapshots of my using. Do you know what I mean? You know, just a few little inklings, do you know what I mean? And it was in my thinking that influenced the way I felt, that influenced the way I used, do you know what I mean? And I knew that I was powerless and my life was unmanageable. You know what I mean? I didn't have to write 70,000 examples of it. You know, I did it because that's what I was told to do. Do you know what I mean? But I knew deep down in my heart, I'd admitted that I was powerless, just didn't know it many, many years ago. Knowing that I'm powerless, don't give me no power. You know, my car starts knocking, banging, steam coming out of the bonnet. Do you know what I mean? I lift the bonnet up, go, yeah, it's finished. Do you know what I mean? You know, knowing what the problem is, knowing that it's finished, knowing that it's never going to work again, does not fix the car. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't give me that power. And step two is offered to me as a solution. Brilliant. Step one, just smash it, man. Don't get stuck in it. Morbid self-reflection. It serves no purpose. Do you know what I mean? Just own it. Do you know what I mean? Yep, I'm powerless. And that, I thought the insanity in step two was about what happens after I take the first drink of drug. Do you know what I mean? And it isn't. It's about the insanity that precedes the first drink of drug. The insanity that says, I'll just have one. Despite overwhelming evidence that I'm never going to have just one. I don't even want one. Why have one? Do you know what I mean? What's one going to do? You know what I mean? If I can have just one and one only, I don't even want it. Do you know what I mean? What's the point? Do you know what I mean? One. But my head will tell me it'll be different this time. If I just smoke it, yeah, it'll be okay. You know, as long as I don't do both in the pin, it'll be fine. As long as I don't go in my groin, it'll be cool. You know, as long as I just stick to my script, my 80, 90 mils and my 30 mils of benzo, it'll be okay. And it wasn't. It always came back and smashed the granny out of me again. You know, and I thought the insanity was what happened after I took drinking drugs. And it's like, that's not insane. If you take drinking drugs in the way that we take drinking drugs, yeah, insane things are bound to happen. That's not, you know what I mean? If average Joe on the street could actually, you know, consume even a third of what we managed to take, but if he could stay on his feet long enough to consume what we consume, he would be, you know, getting into fights and stealing cars and acting inappropriately with other people's mothers and, do you know what I mean? And all the mad stuff that we do. Do you know what I mean? Leaving our kids at home on their own for 3 days on end. You know what I mean? That's what we do. You know what I mean? You know, that it's not that insane, bearing in mind what we take. The real insanity is the insanity that precedes the first drink. Do you know what I mean? I have no defence against it. So it's like, you know, Tom, do you believe that a power greater than you can restore you to sanity, soundness of mind? Now, I'd looked at that step one. I talked about this thinking of me trying to control my using, the great obsession of us all. One day it'll be manageable. You know, that delusion had to be smashed, not challenged or confronted. It had to be smashed, do you know what I mean? Because I'm a defiant mother, do you know what I mean? Like you lot, you know. And step two was kind of like just, you know, I'm insane, do you know what I mean? And on my own, it ain't never going to be any different, do you know what I mean? I tried hard to control and manage my using and make it like other people did, do you know what I mean? I had to concede to my innermost self that no human power could stop me. The love of my kids, my mothers, my brothers, my fathers, threat of death, deep vein thrombosis, HIV, hepatitis. You know, sin bins, I'd just reach in and grab one. Every Tom, Dick and Ali had been round the gaff, do you know what I mean? Just go out, be like a bit of cold water. Someone said, boiling water don't clean it, cold does. Yeah, whatever. Do you know what I mean? I was spitting it. I don't care. Do you know what I mean? I've got to use, you know, powerless, insane, that precedes the first drink of drug, you know. And he said, you know, Tom, do you accept this? And I'm like, yeah, I do. And I did. Do you know what I mean? The truth, you know, we seldom hear the truth. And when we do, it makes us sit up and listen. Do you know what I mean? That's how it is. You know, and step three was the tricky one because it was about God, you know, power greater than in step two, ease me into it gently. You know, step three was God as we understood him. You know, we have clarity statements about alcohol. Maybe we should have a clarity statement about God, do you know what I mean? You know, it's like a dirty word in NA, do you know what I mean? But, you know, no human power could stop me, so I needed to get a power beyond me in my life. And I struggled with God. I'm C of E, Northern, you know, Church of England background. And you know, for me, that spiritual aspect of my life was just, religion was something you dropped in the third year, do you know what I mean? Because it was boring. And I feel a little bit cheated, do you know what I mean? Because I'm really interested in not in religion, but in the spiritual aspect to human beings and that need we have for God, for love, for connection. Do you know what I mean? Because my illness was about being disconnected from you lot and humanity. You know, when I was running around out there on the street, even as a kid, I wasn't connected to anything. I wasn't able to form relationships. Do you know what I mean? You know, and what spirituality is about for me and God and love is about being able to connect and look people in the eye and let you know who I am. And not feel fear about that, you know, because I lived a godless life and it was a loveless life. Do you know what I mean? And the solution, what's restored me to sanity is the love that I found in these rooms, you know, and that's the power that I pray to. You know, and for a long time, I didn't want to call God by name. And it's only recently that it started to change. And it started to change for me by taking people through this program and being inspired by newcomers. You know, because I don't want to tell a newcomer that I believe in God and that I pray every day. I don't want to tell them that. And you know why? Because it's not cool. You know, God's not cool, and I'm still wrapped up in being cool. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, but when I get honest about it, yeah, you know, on my hands and knees in bin sheds looking for bits of rock on the floor, that ain't fucking cool either. You know, HIV, hepatitis C, that ain't cool. Having my kids took off me because I can't be trusted. I'm a danger to them. You know, I was angry at social services when I got here. Thank God they stepped in. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't look after myself, let alone small children. You know, how dare you do that? No wonder I'm using. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, wake up, Tom. I'm grateful we live in a country where they, you know, tough job they have to do. Take my heart off to them. Do you know what I mean? I really do. You know, I don't know what might have happened to my children. Grace of God. God works through people. You know, and for me, it was about God. Do you know what I mean? But it wasn't to start with. Do you know what I mean? And just working with newcomers and seeing their readiness and their acceptance because they're beaten and battered and desperate. You know, they believe in Father Christmas. Do you know what I mean? You know, if it was going to keep them clean. Because the truth was, I was desperate for this and I fought at step three, yeah? I'm a people pleaser. Everyone else is chatting God, so I'm going, yeah. But inside I'm going, whatever. Do you know what I mean? Just couldn't get my head around it. You know, and I just prayed to my mum who died and I prayed to my missus who died. Mum, just help me stay clean. Please help me stay clean, yeah? And God was cool with that. You know, and I said, I'm not going to let a little thing like God stop me getting this. You know what I mean? If they'd have said, run around the car park naked, I'd have said, where do you hang your clothes up? I was that desperate, you know. And I cracked on. Where are we at? Time-wise. Got 6 minutes, Dougie Fresh, you're on. I do remember that one. Laddie daddy, are we like to party and all that. So you put a microphone in front of me. You know when I'd set drinking jokes? I think I'm a right good rapper and that. Do you know what I mean? Think and dance like John Travolta, I can tell jokes like Peter Kay, do you know what I mean? And none of it's true, man. Microphones, oh. Anyway, so I don't know, I don't even know what the message is. 6 minutes. you know, because it's about the new person. You know what my fear is sitting up here? Is that someone new will walk out that door, you know, go down the cross or Stoke Newington or wherever it is that people go around here these days. You know what I mean? You know, that they won't hear the message that we do recover. You know, you do not have to die, and you do not have to die alone. Yeah, a friend of mine, yeah, Scouse Jay, you know, come through Raps and that at Downview. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, really top lad. You know, he died last month from this illness, and he'd been in these rooms for 18 months, 2 years, gone out there, come, got another 6 months, yeah. And he was a big lad, he was a prison bod, do you know what I mean? And he trained and all that, yeah. And he went back out there for whatever, well, he lost the power, do you know what I mean? That's the only reason people go back out there, they lose the power of God, power of creative spirit of the universe, whatever it might be, you know, as long as it ain't a human power. And he lost it, do you know what I mean? And you know, it just floors me, man, that people die from this. And at the end, yeah, apparently he was like, you know, 9 stone. And the guy was 15 stone. He was 9 stone, yeah. His liver had packed up. He couldn't even graft and use anymore. You know, when you lose your bottle, you know, when you just can't graft anymore. So he's gone and got the methadone scripts and the Valium. And he's drinking, you know, because that'll have to do. What have you got kind of thing. You know, and apparently at the end he was in a wheelchair and he was crying to his mum. You know, he knew he was dying and he's crying to his mum, you know. Am I going to be alone? Is it going to be dark there, mum? You know what I mean? And that's the reality. You know, and what I'm trying to say to you, what I hope that someone can take from this is that you do not have to die alone. Do you know what I mean? You know, for me, this fellowship's my life. Do you know what I mean? I just do this constantly. This comes before my children, my career, my girlfriend, my family, yeah? Because if this doesn't come first, there is no girlfriend, there is no children, there is no career. Do you know what I mean? You know, this is it for me. And I love it. You know, when I'm sitting up here, not necessarily with a microphone stuck in front of me, when I'm working around my flat and taking people through the steps, when I'm putting the chairs out and making the tea, that's the only time really in my life I don't doubt myself. I don't think, do you know what I mean? I know what I'm doing is the right thing. You know, and you know, it's been beautiful being able to make amends. You know, praying and meditating on a daily basis, 10 minutes reading in the morning, 10 minutes prayer in the morning, 10 minutes meditation, you know, gets me focused on what it's really about. So I ain't running out the door, self. Do you know what I mean? Pray for others, do you know what I mean? It gets me in a fit spiritual condition every day. I don't remember it every day, but that's what I strive for. And I ain't perfect by any stretch of the imagination, yeah? But drugs have got no power over me. I've been around people piping, you know, using heroin, drinking. It amazes me, do you know what I mean? It amazes me, you know what I mean? I'd pull a pipe out of your mouth. I'd you know, stick knives in you to get it off you. I would, because I'm powerless. It has no power. It has no power. I have no fear of alcohol or substances as long as I keep coming in on a daily basis. Do you know what I mean? You know, I'm going to finish on this. I'm going to quote a Scouser, yeah? And I'm from Salford, Manchester, yeah? So I don't quote Scousers a lot, yeah? You know what I mean, Steph? No, but I'm going to finish on this, yeah? You know, John Lennon didn't say, all you need is God. John Lennon said, all you need is love. And that's what I found in these rooms, the love that you gave to me. Do you know what I mean? And the love that I have the privilege of trying to give back. This is a message of love, a God of love. Do you know what I mean? I'm going to leave it there. Thanks.